The FAA is not here at Oshkosh or anywhere else. Babbitt and LaHood chide Congress for the shutdown. And Zenith debuts the CH-650B. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Good morning, Cap Scholer. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, July 25th, 2011. EAA Air Venture Oshkosh 2011 officially opens this morning, but yesterday, Whitman Regional Airport was buzzing with forklifts and gators as exhibitors worked on a hot, muggy day to get their displays in order. There have been some passing thunderstorms, but nothing like last year, and aside from the humidity, the weather isn't too bad here at all. But one thing is very different this year. The world's busiest control tower is staffed, but no other FAA facilities on the airport grounds are open. And a couple dozen FAA staffers who are committed to industry meetings and volunteer activities won't be coming because Congress adjourned Friday without approving another temporary funding extension for the agency. Kid Venture is one of the activities which will be hit especially hard by the FAA's no-show. And last night, NAFI, the National Association of Flight Instructors, and SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, cooperated on a mass email to members asking for volunteers to step in for missing FAA staffers. Originally sent by Bob Meter, supervisor for Young Eagles Flight Education for EAA, the appeal reads in part, quote, "We are asking that you help in the booths where the FAA has traditionally been a presence, along with any other gaps that we have in our staffing. Due to the nature of the audience, a good knowledge of aviation, as any pilot would have, is all that is really necessary. The syllabuses for the lessons are at each booth, and John Ladley and I will be more than happy to match you to an area in which you are the most comfortable and assist in getting you up to speed. I can't overstate how important your help will be. Thanks in advance for helping make this event a success." Unquote. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt expressed disappointment Friday after Congress adjourned for the week without passing a clean FAA reauthorization extension. They didn't mention Air Venture, choosing instead the more politically universal points that states will have to bear a significant economic burden now, and many airport projects will be halted. Babbitt also commented, quote, "The FAA employees who will be furloughed perform critical work for our nation's aviation system and our economy. These are real people with families who do not deserve to be put out of work during these tough economic times," unquote. Up to 4,000 FAA employees in 35 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico will be furloughed until Congress does its job. The Zenith Aircraft Company is showing its new low-wing two-seat cruiser for the first time at Air Venture. The CH-650B model is a second-generation light-sport aircraft and the latest model in the Zodiac line from aeronautical engineer Chris Heinz, first introduced in 1984. The 650B includes new styling and a larger cabin. It's also equipped with a new UL350IS engine from Belgium that puts out 130 horsepower and claims the same weight as the Rotax 912S. The UL power engine is a horizontally opposed four-cylinder with FADEC, multi-point electronic fuel injection, and automatic altitude and temperature compensation. Unlike the Rotaxes, it's also direct drive and air-cooled. Up next on ANN, Kestrel picks Honeywell Power. CHR introduces an updated Safari helicopter. And Flight Design debuts the new C-4. You're listening to Aero News. Redbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Redbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration. Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision is the most versatile, flexible, affordable synthetic vision on the market. Advanced features include high-resolution terrain rendering, precision flight path marker symbology, predictive caution and warning messages for terrain and obstacles, and easy-to-see 3D traffic targets. User-configurable layouts allow you to put the information where you want, on the PFD, on the MFD, or both. Choose the Evolution layout that works best for you. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Kestrel Aircraft has announced that its all-composite single-engine turboprop will be powered by the Honeywell TPE-331-14GR engine. The Kestrel mission is to combine high cruise speed and long range while carrying large payloads in and out of short runways, with particular attention to ease and cost of operation. The engine produces 1,759 thermodynamic horsepower, but Kestrel will flat rate the engine to about 1,000 shaft horsepower to allow for better high-altitude, high-temperature performance. Kestrel CEO Alan Klapmeyer commented, quote, "Making sure we had the right supplier to further progress on the design was pivotal. Honeywell's commitment to the success of the Kestrel program makes them a real team member. We are happy to have their support, knowledge, and expertise on board. We look forward to providing our future customers an exciting aircraft," unquote. CHR International, the producer of the Safari helicopter, will introduce a new model called the Safari 400. A more robust rotor head has been designed for smoother operation, reduced maintenance, and increased useful load. Additional standard features include electric cyclic trim and rotor speed governor. The newly designed main rotor attachment plates incorporate a lead lag adjustment feature. Bobby Baker, president of CHR International, explained, quote, "While the appearance of the helicopter has not changed, there were so many improvements and additional features that it became a different helicopter. These changes bring added safety and enjoyment to the experience of owning a Safari, and we are looking forward to the reaction of the experimental helicopter community," unquote. Flight Design has brought a full-scale mock-up of its new four-place C-4 to Oshkosh. As in all previous Flight Design models, a BRS parachute has been designed for the C-4 and will be included as standard equipment. Boris Popoff, founder and director for BRS Aerospace, explains, quote, "It is no coincidence that Flight Design's CTLS and MCLSA models and the Cirrus SR-20 and 22 are the industry's top-selling aircraft in their market segments, and that they all include a BRS system as standard equipment, not as an option," unquote. Flight Design CEO Matthias Betsch calls the C-4, quote, "big and quiet, quite an elegant airplane," unquote. The price point is promised at no higher than $250,000, including BRS, with an estimated range of 1,200 nautical miles and a 160-knot cruise speed. EASA and FAA certification are expected by the end of 2012, and production and deliveries starting in 2013. Besch says C-4 buyers will have options for an avgas alternative fuel power plant or a Jet A diesel engine, with engine partners to be announced soon. Still ahead, aviation groups will take the DOT to court. Boeing delivers its first more efficient 737, and Russia tries to score space PR points in the post-shuttle era. You're listening to Aero News.
The DFC-90 all-digital attitude-based autopilot delivers significant performance and safety improvements over previous generation systems. Its innovative flight envelope protection guards against autopilot-induced stalls, and the straight and level mode provides one-button recovery from unusual attitudes for an added measure of safety. Immensely popular within the Cirrus community, the DFC-90 is now being made available for a growing list of aircraft including Piper Matrix and Mirage, Cessna 182s, and Beech Bonanzas and Barons. Fly with confidence. Fly with DFC-90.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Flightline Systems introduces the Oracle Engine Power Management System. Featuring a revolutionary glass panel display that mimics your analog gauges, Oracle provides intuitive access to all your critical engine data at a glance, and it's STC'd for primary operation. Oracle is also available for twin engine aircraft, featuring independent glass panel units in horizontal or vertical form factors. New this year are versions for fixed wing, turbine, and rotary wing aircraft with a variety of display options. Oracle is the best co-pilot you'll ever have.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, July 25th. I'm Paul Plack. NBAA, AOPA, and EAA say that following a court's decision not to suspend the government's looming deadline for curtailing BAR, the Block Aircraft Registration Request Program, the three associations will move expeditiously toward a full hearing. Earlier this year, the Department of Transportation announced its intention to disable the BAR program on August 2nd. Thursday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit denied a motion for stay filed by AOPA and NBAA. The EAA filed a friend of the court brief supporting the motion for a stay. The court's ruling is procedural only. The case will now proceed to a stage focusing on its merits, where the associations are confident the court will strike down the DOT's change. The first Boeing Next Generation 737 with the certified performance improvement engines was delivered on a 737-800 to China Southern Airlines at Boeing Field in Seattle last week. The new CFM56-7BE engine configuration is now standard on all delivered 737s. It's an improved design that includes high and low pressure turbine modifications, coupled with drag reduction improvements that Boeing started phasing into 737 production earlier this year. The result is cost savings on maintenance and lower fuel consumption. The new engine is part of the 737 performance improvement package that Boeing began testing in November of 2010, with the goal of reducing fuel consumption by 2%. More fuel performance improvements are said to be coming. Boeing says that its efforts to improve the next-gen 737 family have resulted in an accumulated 5% gain in fuel efficiency since the first airplane was delivered in 1998. The new improvements will give operators an airplane that's up to 7% more efficient than the first next-generation 737s delivered. And finally today, Russia is hyping the end of the U.S. space shuttle program, saying it marks the beginning of the era of Soyuz for transportation to the International Space Station. The Russian space agency, Roscosmos, issued a release which says, in part, quote, "From today, the era of the Soyuz has started in manned spaceflight, the era of reliability," unquote. The French news service AFP reports that the Soyuz design has changed very little since Yuri Gagarin first climbed aboard one to become the first man in orbit. But the Russian space agency says it has continuously improved the spacecraft, and the fact that it's still flying as the shuttle program ends is a testament to the, quote, "reliability and not to mention cost efficiency," unquote, of the older design. The statement does offer a nod to the U.S. space program. Quote, "Mankind acknowledges the role of American spaceships in exploring the cosmos," unquote. Which I guess, in historical context, is progress. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves has some great ideas for making the best of your week at Oshkosh. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.